Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
720 WGN. Time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Kevin?
So, a follow-up. Remember we talked yesterday about the beekeeper out in Arizona who saved the day. The Diamondbacks and Dodgers were delayed by about an hour and a half because a bee colony was forming on the protective netting behind home plate. We did this story yesterday. His name's Matt Hilton. He was at his son's T-ball game, got the call, had to go to the Diamondbacks ballpark, and he saved the day. Well, he signed a deal with Topps.
I bet, because he looks like a model. The guy looks like he belongs in the pages of GQ.
So there you go. He signed a deal with Topps. Matt Hilton did, and you can buy the card for $8.99, and I think it's sold out. They just sold it through last night. And
you mean they already produced a baseball card?
I guess so, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it says Matt Hilton. It's a signed card. It says Be Specialist on it. It says Be Afraid.
Does he have his bee outfit on?
It says Be Afraid, Be Very Afraid, Bee Swarm in Arizona. He does have his bee outfit on.
His bee outfit.
That's what Mary calls
it. His headgear, you know?
Oh, okay.
Well, how can you tell what he looks like?
Oh, he looks good.
He was really hyping the crowd. Like, he understood the moment. So when they were like, hey, can you throw out the opening pitch, you know, the first pitch, he was like, sure. So he was kind of hyping the crowd up. He walked out there, and then he pulled back his beekeeper helmet or whatever it's called, and they snapped some pictures of him.
It's pretty cool.
Local hero.
So what's he making, do you know?
Millions and millions of dollars.
Bringing in a little honey?
A little bit of honey for Matt Hilton.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, do you have, you're the music person in the crowd, do you have like a playlist, a driving playlist?
I just have, you know, I buy my music, so.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, so I just go, oh, I want to listen to, you know, Kingfish or Eric Church, or I definitely want to hear Marcus King today.
But you don't have like a driving song.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Mary, do you have a driving song?
You mean for driving?
Like, you know, Having My Baby by Paul Anka. Is that like your driving song?
I can't drive 55, like that.
What a wonderful way of showing how much you love me. Remember that song?
I don't know.
You don't have one?
It's Raining Men.
It's Raining Men, the Weather Girls.
Yeah.
I had that by Paul Jabara, who was a disco guy, and it was a red album in the 70s. I was hip. Kevin, what's yours?
What are you talking about? A song you listen to while you drive?
Thanks, Kev, for tuning in.
Well, you said driving songs.
I'm looking at the beekeeper right now.
A song that you would drive.
Well, I have a running playlist of my own. I hear a song, I add it to the playlist.
Okay, if we're driving. So give me an example.
When I'm driving, I'm listening to the radio usually.
Suck up.
Ah.
I really don't connect my phone for a playlist when I'm driving.
Really?
I mean, I guess if it was a lengthy road trip, but I really don't, no.
So Spotify is out with a list of the most popular songs to drive to.
What's number one?
Lakeshore Drive, it's got to be.
No, there's really nothing stands out. This is a really lame one, but Yellow by Coldplay is number 7.
What?
It shows up on, it's 3% of people's playlists for driving.
He's like, look, I just wanted to find the lame list for you.
Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Tears for Fears, that's on 3.5%.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Number
slow.
One is a song by The Killers.
Oh, Mr. Brightside.
Oh, yeah.
And she's calling him while he's having a smoke, and she's taking a drag. This song has been around forever, right? I think it's the
90s, maybe, no.
Early 2000s, yeah, I think, yeah. Like 2020 or 2003 or something. But it just lives forever.
That's really
Brian
not forever.
Altimer just told me it's 2013.
2013, okay.
Wow.
Steve?
So
Brian hates that song, by the way.
I went into his booth and I said, Brian, you're hipper than me. He looks at me and goes, I try to be. But Mr. Brightside, I love the Killers are just phenomenal.
They really are.
I mean, the music that they put out, and you can almost always pick up their sound, but not always. Sometimes it's like, wow, there's another Killers song.
Yeah.
And but it only showed up on 5.1% of the playlist, 1,000 different playlists. Killers number one, No Role Models by J. Cole was number two.
Oh, yeah.
And then Stick Season, Noah Kahan.
No, it's not.
What?
It is. Number
is
three.
It really?
Yeah.
And Steve's like favorite musician right now.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, yeah. He sneaks that guy's name in all the time, doesn't he?
He's the biggest thing. He and Hozier are the two biggest things in that alt, what do you call him?
Hozier? Hozier's been around forever.
He just came out with a new album, though.
Oh, okay.
Don't beat me up. It's just, I'm sick, man.
So what's your top driving song?
My top driving song is, well, it's usually the John
Season
Williams
Season of the
Show.
Sticks by Noah Kahan.
Yeah, with Sam Fender.
With Sam Fender. Yeah, Sam Fender's good. I'm a big Sam Fender guy.
I'm sick, man. Don't beat me up.
Be nicer.
Mary, that leaves 9 seconds for your story.
Oh, man.
I thought we already got
Kevin
to Mary's
would relate
story.
To this, too. The new sauce inspired by Beyonce, the Arby's sauce called the Chardonnay Horsey Sauce.
That can't be true. That could not be
it's
true.
It's in honor of the Kentucky Derby May 4th and named after the same horse that's seen on Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album, the Chardonnay Horse.
Wow, I need to try that.
It's $16 a bottle.
Never mind.
We'll talk more about it coming up when we have time. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.